International MINES experts from a humanitarian organization called MINES and Advisory Group are in Gaza to help clear and reduce the threat of unexploded missiles and shells used by Israel during its war in Gaza. The operation, co-sponsored by the UN and the Palestinian police led by Hamas, is to neutralize the missiles and tank shells, as well as white phosphorus bombs that fail to explode.
Well, it was a joint operation with between the national authorities, the United Nations and MINES Advisory Group to try and reduce the threat of UXO contamination within Gaza City. There are two main concerns. The first one, we had a number of 155mm white phosphorus pots that were actually leaking white phosphorus.
The experts believe that there are a lot of unexploded devices within the rubble of destroyed houses.
Well, in order to reduce the risk and to reduce the threat, we've actually immersed these into water now. We've also segregated the other items of white phosphorus as well, so should they spontaneously ignite, then hopefully we do not have a sympathetic detonation of the rest of the UXO that's actually been stored in this location.
The spokesman of the Palestinian police said that some of these unexploded items were collected from UNRWA headquarters, adding that residents who live near the collection site, as well as students who attend UNRWA schools near the site, were ordered to leave the area.
We have started with the help of international MINES experts to clear tens of unexploded missiles and bombs, especially phosphorus bombs. The overall weight of the unexploded bombs, shells and missiles, which we have managed to collect so far, has exceeded 4 tons.
During the war, Israel used controversial and internationally banned weapons such as white phosphorus bombs, an act that has prompted international lawyers and humanitarian organizations to call for investigation into possible war crimes perpetrated by Israel against the civilian population. Israel says the attacks were conducted to stop rocket fire from Gaza into southern Israel. As most of the human rights organizations confirm, these unexploded bombs and shells that were dropped in Gaza during Israel's 22-day war are only a small part of 1,000 tons of bombs used by the Israeli army to hit public buildings and residential houses. Yusuf Al-Hello, Press TV, Gaza.